This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Poultry farmers hoping for an ease in feed prices to meet the country's demands. A call being made for the Consumers Guarantee Act to be revised. Driving tests have resumed at the Ministry of Transport and Works. Government working with the Rastafarian community to upgrade Temple Yard. And President Joe Biden says Israel must prevent civilian harm in Gaza to keep U.S. support. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Farmers are hoping to see a reduction in feed prices as they seek to meet the demands of the local market. This is according to Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, who says efforts are underway to boost the poultry industry. Mr. Paul added that there will be a seminar this weekend to address challenges farmers are facing within the industry and improve the operation of farms.
We've been monitoring corn prices on the world market, and we have seen that there has been some modulation. We are hoping, of course, as a result of that, farmers will be able to benefit from those modulations and that we start to see now improvements in the price of feed. Things like these, so that farmers have a real chance to be able to cope with the demands that they are facing with. But most important, we need to improve the operations on the farm. And that is why I want to encourage those farmers who really want to understand what is happening, because we are still hearing some reports of farmers claiming, well, you know, I'm having issues, I'm having problems. Please, they need to attend these seminars in order to get the benefit of the various methods and technologies that will be discussed in order to deal with them better. The industry needs to start to work as an integrated entity.
He also gives the assurance that the poultry industry has enough supply to meet the country's demand and is calling on stakeholders to communicate what they need for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup so that farmers can also benefit from the event.
Our other stakeholders in the private sector need to be more forthright with the information and let us understand what are their buying plans going forward. And just remember, of course, that the World Cup is just months away. And once we have that type of information, the industry can actually gear itself in order to respond. I also want to say that there are some persons, even within our private sector, who might want to persuade government and to use the opportunity to suggest that the industry cannot supply what is required, but that is simply not true. As a matter of fact, we will be watching very closely to see what stakeholders want to use the opportunity of the World Cup as an excuse to import products into this country. That is why we're having that seminar this weekend, because we want to put farmers in a better position to respond to the demands.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. A call is being made for the Consumer Guarantees Act to be strengthened. Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder, believes that the Act in its current form does not properly cover the rights of buyers. She stresses that it does not address refunds or treat to consumers who purchase products to engage in commercial activity.
It is clear that urgent action is needed to ensure that consumers in Barbados are adequately protected. BSEN calls for a comprehensive reform of the Consumer Guarantees Act to make it more suited to the current times and better equipped to safeguard consumer rights.
Ms. Holder also calls for major reform to occur in the tribunal as she expressed concern about the effectiveness of the body responsible for deciding over consumer complaints.
The tribunal tasked with providing a fair and impartial forum for resolving consumer disputes has also been plagued by inefficiencies and delays. This is despite its mandate to protect consumer rights. So BCEN is calling into question the tribunal's effectiveness in delivering timely and fair resolutions to consumers' complaints. We are also calling for the reform of the tribunal to ensure that it functions effectively and efficiently in the interests of consumers.
Executive Director of the Barbados Consumer Empowerment Network, Maureen Holder. Driving tests will resume today at the Ministry of Transport and Works. This comes after testing was cancelled yesterday due to industrial action. Senior Information Officer Shemko Pele tells Starcom Network News that people who have tests scheduled for today are advised to report to the licensing authority at their assigned test times. She added that the new test dates were assigned to people who were unable to take their driving test yesterday due to the absence of testing officers. Meantime, President of the Barbados Driving Schools Association, Erskine Cumberbatch, wants the Ministry of Transport and Works to hire more testing officers to reduce the backlog and relieve the workload from staff in that department. His comments follow yesterday's industrial action.
That section of government needs not less than about 7 or 8 testing officers to do the job. What used to happen, the licensing would have become 2 or 3 ex-testing officers who retired to come back and fill the void. Since then, we've been hoping and wishing and expecting that person would have been trained to come and fill those vacancies. They're calling for more testing officers. And I am sure that we can find people that can do the job or bring back on those 3 or 4 that were off. It's not really that you should be sending back home 10 or 15 people every day. If 25 or 30 people come to do tests a day, that's $100 a head. And you sending back those persons that are going to do tests, you know how much frustration that is? Not only that, you come in the yard to do a test and they have 30 tests, and you're in the yard to 2 or 3 and all that kind of thing to do a test.
President of the Barbados Driving Schools Association, Erskine Cumberbatch. Government will be working with the Rastafarian community to upgrade Temple Yard. This is all part of efforts to revitalize markets in the city. Speaking on behalf of the Planning Committee, Acting Director of the Public Affairs Department, Crystal Austin, says they're looking to build out the space to make it one that locals and tourists alike can enjoy. She says reconstruction will begin soon.
The planning team is engaging actively with the vendors and the wider Rastafarian community, who are the ultimate beneficiaries, to develop and execute the new design. We're looking at how do we preserve the legacy of this iconic space while advancing the economic and sociocultural well-being of this important community. This will mean incorporating events, proper lighting and security. We are also working on new standards for tenants who will be given business development guidance and support throughout the transition period so that the new space can welcome both locals and visitors to the island.
Acting Director of the Public Affairs Department, Crystal Austin. 3 Barbadian judges have been honored for their outstanding contribution as Caribbean jurists. They are Sir Henry Ford, Sir Richard Cheltenham, and Sir David Simmons. The ceremony to recognize them was held yesterday at the Supreme Court of Barbados in Bridgetown. Justice Winston Anderson, a judge with the Caribbean Court of Justice, said they were among 48 recognized across the region.
We had a special subcommittee that was responsible for identifying the 6 who would be identified. And that subcommittee, I should say, was made up of Barbadians, myself not included. So I can't claim credit, unfortunately, for the persons who were selected. But I should say that these, of course, are representative of a larger group of people in Barbados who have made a tremendous contribution to the legal profession. So that these are not by any means exhaustive of those Barbadians who we could have recognized.
Justice Winston Anderson, judge with the Caribbean Court of Justice. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to condition support for Israel's offensive in Gaza on it taking concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians, seeking for the first time to leverage U.S. aid to influence Israeli military behavior. Biden's warning, relayed in a call with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, followed a deadly Israeli attack on World Central Kitchen aid workers that spurred new calls from Biden's fellow Democrats to place conditions on U.S. aid to Israel. Israel said the attack was a mistake. Mr. Biden made clear the need for Israel to announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Recapping the headlines. Poultry farmers hoping for an ease in feed prices to meet the country's demand. A call being made for the Consumer Guarantees Act to be revised. Driving tests have resumed at the Ministry of Transport and Works, government working with the Rastafarian community to upgrade Temple Yard, and President Biden says Israel must prevent civilian harm in Gaza to keep U.S. support. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.